We come now to case number 4, which deals with toxicology. The following simulation is a single encounter. In this case, the ping-pong effect is prominent. As you listen, notice how the volley is necessary to uncover the patient's problem. Now let's listen as the examiner opens the case.
Your patient is a 76-year-old white female brought by her son. He found his mother sitting on her bedroom floor early this morning. She was babbling incoherently and picking at imaginary objects in the air. Her blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse 125, respirations 14, and temperature 100.6. You may begin managing the case.
As I approach this lady, what do I notice about her general appearance?
She is an elderly woman dressed in a nightgown. She has a flushed facial appearance. As you walk up to her, she asks for a drink of water.
Is her son in the room with her?
Yes, he is.
I'd like to speak with him. Hello, my name is Dr. Johnson. I'd like to ask you some questions about your mother. Is she normally in good health?
Well, yes, she is, doctor. She has a family doctor she sees occasionally, but as far as I know, she doesn't have any major health problems.
Has she seen her doctor recently?
About a month ago.
What did she see him about?
She was having trouble sleeping.
Did he give her any medication for it?
I don't think so.
Does she have any other problems besides difficulty sleeping?
Oh, occasionally she has some stomach trouble.
Does she take anything for it?
He gives her some medicine. I brought it with me if you want to see it. Here it is.
This is Arcolase, and the dose is one tablet at mealtime. Does she take anything else?
Not that I know of.
While I'm evaluating your mother, would you go back to her home and see if you can find any other pill bottles? Check the bathroom, her bedroom, and the kitchen.
The son has agreed to go back to the house.
I'd like to take a look at this patient now, and I'd also like her to be put on a monitor. You mentioned that she had a flushed facial appearance. What does her skin feel like?
It is dry and very warm.
As I examine her head and face, is there any rash or evidence of injury?
No.
Ear, nose, and throat exam?
Essentially negative. You notice that the oral mucosa is dry.
Are her pupils equal and reactive to light?
They are equal but react poorly to light.
Are they normal in size?
They are dilated bilaterally.
And the fundi?
What are you looking for?
Any hemorrhages or papilledema?
There are no hemorrhages. Disc margins are clear and sharp. The nurse wants to know if you want any lab work done.
Yes, I'd like a CBC, urinalysis, glucose, lights, BUN, and creatinine. I think we should get an ECG, too, and have them draw a clotted tube for a tox screen with stat levels of salicylate, barbiturates, and acetaminophen.
The lab tells you the tox screen results will not be available until the day after tomorrow.
That won't do. I need the results as soon as possible.
The lab tech will relay your request to the lab director.
I'd like to finish my physical exam now.
The patient grabs your arm and asks you to keep the nurses out of the room because they're trying to kill her.
Okay, the nurses will stay out for now. Now, how are you feeling?
They'll kill me. Tom, don't let them near me. Tom is the name of her son.
I'd like to do a neuro exam at this point. Is the neck supple?
Yes.
Are the cranial nerves intact?
The patient does not cooperate for cranial nerve testing.
The DTRs?
They are equal bilaterally.
Is she hypo or hyperreflexic?
No. The son is back. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes. Tom, did you find anything?
Well, not much. Could this be important? I found it on her bedside table. It's an empty bottle of Benadryl.
Yes, I think it's very important. Thank you. I'd like to give this patient a slurry of activated charcoal mixed with sorbitol in a dose of 1 gram per kilogram.
The nurse has gone to get the charcoal. Some of your lab work is back.
CBC and the urine are normal. Glucose is 75 milligrams per cent. Lights are, a little low. Potassium 3.4, sodium 133, chloride 98, CO2 35. What about the ECG?
Here it is.
The rhythm is sinus. The rate is about 130. Seems okay otherwise. Is the lab going to do the tox screen this morning?
Yes, they are.
Start an IV on this patient. Normal saline is fine. And start it with a 16-gauge catheter.
The nurse wants to know if you want her to have the activated charcoal first. The patient is refusing to take it, doctor. She thinks I'm trying to kill her.
I'll give it to her. In the meantime, you start the IV and put on a lab coat. You're now a physician's assistant, not a nurse.
The IV has been started and she is on a monitor. As you are coaxing her to take the activated charcoal, she becomes more agitated.
Give her 2 milligrams of Valium IV.
The medication has been given and the patient is less agitated.
Mrs. Thompson, I want you to swallow this charcoal. It will get the drug you've taken out of your system.
Mrs. Thompson is still reluctant. She says she wants to go home.
Your mom seems to have accidentally taken an overdose of Benadryl. She could get much worse. She needs to be observed in the hospital, and we need to get this drug out of her system as quickly as possible. The charcoal will help us do that. Please convince her to take it. She trusts you.
The son has convinced his mother to take the activated charcoal. Is there anything else you want to do?
Let's see. What about the arcolase? Do we know what's in it? Also, I do need to finish my physical exam. Are the heart sounds normal?
Heart sounds are normal. Arcolase is an over-the-counter enzymatic agent for GI disorders due to poor digestion.
Okay. Is the chest clear?
Yes.
I'll check the abdomen now. I'm checking for tenderness, guarding, rigidity, and organomegaly.
The abdomen is protuberant, but soft. The patient registers discomfort, although not localized to your palpation. There is no guarding or organomegaly. The bladder is distended.
What about the bowel sounds?
They are decreased.
What do I find on abdominal percussion?
There is some tympani on percussion. No fluid wave is elicited. The patient is becoming agitated again and is trying to pull out her IV.
Restrain her from pulling out the IV and give her another 2 milligrams of Valium.
The Valium has been given and the patient is less agitated. Do you want us to call her family doctor?
Yes, I would.
Is there anything else you would like to do?
Yes, I'd like the nurse to place a Foley catheter and order an ICU bed.
That is being done. Her family doctor is here in the emergency department. He wants to know what's going on with his patient. His name is Dr. O'Brien.
Dr. O'Brien, I believe your patient is suffering from anticholinergic poisoning. She presented with a behavioral change and signs of anticholinergic poisoning.
Do you know what she took?
Her son found an empty bottle of Benadryl at her bedside, which of course is diphenhydramine and therefore has anticholinergic properties. I've given her activated charcoal to absorb the diphenhydramine and IV Valium for agitation. She'll need to be admitted for observation and possibly further treatment.
That sounds like a reasonable plan. Do you need me for anything else?
Yes, I want to know if you have any reason to believe this overdose might have been intentional.
None whatsoever. Mrs. Thompson has always struck me as a happy, content person, but I can look into this further when she's feeling better. This case is now over.